Are you trying to sleep? Don't you know better than to ignore me? If you ignore me, I get bored. And the last time I got bored, you lost your powers in the middle of a fight. And I got to watch from the tree above. Come on. I wouldn't have to sow these little seeds of chaos if you would simply indulge me and say hello. I mean, come on. Trying to sleep when I can penetrate your dreams? That isn't a very productive way of ignoring me. Especially when I'm always close to you. Maybe not physically, but don't forget who holds your powers. I can take them away just as easily as I gave them to you. Maybe even permanently this time. Ooh! I could find someone that is willing to entertain me. The deal with me that you agreed to stated that you would always keep me entertained, and in exchange, I would give you some of my magic. It is really such a simple deal, and yet, you're starting to rebel against me. Come on! Pay attention to me. I want to play. I know you're ignoring me. I can read your mind. You right now are wishing I would just shut up and go away. You're thinking that if you ignore me long enough, I'll grow bored and tired and I'll go away. But you know what? I won't. If you want to get some sleep, you should probably just give in and talk to me. You don't even have to fight something. You can entertain me with some, I don't know, stimulating conversation. Fine, just ignore me then. If this isn't going to work, I guess I'll just have to entertain myself. I'm gonna take a peek into that brain of yours. Let's see. Oh, that's interesting. It seems you have a crush on one of your party members. Ooh, and she's a spunky little thing, isn't she? Quite pretty too. Looks like she can take you in a fight. Am I remembering correctly? Wait, this is the girl you're laying next to, right? Oh, I know how I could have some fun. Maybe I should manifest myself physically and let her know how you feel about her. Oh, it would be so simple. It would be so much fun to plant that little seed of chaos and watch the show that unfolds. Really? That was all it took? A mild threat of exposing your crush? Oh, come on! You can't be that embarrassed over a silly little crush. You're a warrior! You fought monsters, saved villages, and you can't even tell a woman that you like her? Humans, with lives as short as yours, I would think that you would do whatever you can to live your life to the fullest. You don't last as long as the Fae. You don't even live as long as some of the creatures on your plane. Such insignificant lives, with such short lifespans. And you choose to spend it worrying over what others will think of you. Who cares if you make a fool of yourself? It'll at least make me laugh if you fail miserably, and according to the contract, that is your only job. Speaking of which, you have not been holding up your end of the bargain. You're ignoring me, and I'm hurt. I'm sorry. Don't lie to me. I don't give my powers out to just any human. I found you dying on the side of the road and took pity on you. You seemed like you wanted to live. And I offered you a second chance. A chance at redemption. A chance to be powerful. And all you had to do was entertain me. The life of a fae, it's long and boring. And you were so good in the beginning. You kept me happy. Putting on a good show. Letting me watch through your eyes. Even talking to me. Then you started dealing with more serious things like politics and war, and I grew bored as you ignored me more and more. I thought you might have gotten too used to having powers, so I took them away. And while you were helpless, and it was funny at first, I ended up feeling guilty. Because you were probably going to die, and if I didn't give them back, you would be dead, and I can't let that happen. You're my favorite pastime. Meddling in your life, pulling your strings. If you died, I would have to find someone else to mess with, and, well, that would take so much time, and I would be so bored in the meantime. Come on, why can't we go back to having fun together? What happened to us? I'm not sure isn't a good enough answer for me. I'm your patron. You serve me, and in exchange, I loan you some powers. It's not like I'm some demonic entity. It's not like I'm locked away and begging for release. I'm a simple member of the Fae Court. Politics, royalty, all those things bore me. Through you, I get to experience life outside of the Fae Wild, outside of this castle. It's not so fun where I am, but getting to see your plane of existence, getting to see you fight and make friends and make mistakes, it's exciting. Only to have you get involved in stupid politics. If I wanted to watch politics, I would simply go to the king and queen, do my courtly duties like I'm supposed to. Maybe I should take away your power while you're sleeping in the stream. Make you earn them back. Ooh, I might be onto something. That could be fun. How badly do you want to keep your powers? Desperately? Just how desperate are you to keep them? It doesn't seem like you are all too keen on keeping your powers since you haven't proved to be a fun distraction for me in quite some time. But if you are that desperate to keep these abilities that I have gifted to you out of the goodness of my own heart, then you must be willing to do anything, and I mean anything, to keep them. Would I be correct in assuming that? Good. Come here. That's it. This might be a dream, but it feels like it's real. I'm not forcing anything onto you. You're going to make this decision yourself. I'm offering you a new deal. Something better. You aren't going to stop being involved in politics. You're not going to stop making serious decisions. I can see it. You've had a taste for power, and you want to do good with it. That's very honorable. But it gets a little boring for me. Instead of revoking your powers, rendering you useless for the status you have achieved, our deal is going to be rewritten. When you are awake, my powers, they're all yours. You don't have to entertain me when you are awake. You can do your boring job stuff, but at nighttime, when you fall asleep, you will come to me in this plane between the realms and entertain me. Your body will rest and you will be refreshed when you open your eyes every day, but you're going to spend every night being my personal entertainment. Every single night, you provide me with an adequate distraction. You'll wake up and have the ability to use your powers. Do we have a deal? We both know that's not how you seal a contract with the Fae. Actually, make the deal with me. Good. Let's not waste any time getting started. The good thing about being in a dream and having magic is that I can simply snap my fingers and have whatever I want happen. Aw, don't back away. You told me you were desperate to keep your powers. That you were willing to do anything for them. And you sealed the contract with a kiss, promising to be my pastime while you dream. You must be foolish to think that would mean something else. You know, besides pleasing me sexually. You aren't that green. I've seen your thoughts about that pretty party member. I've watched you fuck people. I know you know what I meant. For these next 8 hours, you do what I tell you to do if you want to keep those powers of yours. I've seen what you can do with my gifts, and you? You're very, very talented. It would be a shame to let all that go to waste because you don't want to fuck me. But I'm not going to force you to do anything. You're more than free to not do anything with me. Just when you wake up, you'll be powerless. A regular human being. Is that something you really want? That's what I thought. Addicted to the rush of my magic flowing through your veins, just like this. The warmth starts in your chest, and then it blossoms out, heightening your senses, making you more sensitive, more reactive to things like touch. It's more intense than adrenaline, isn't it? You are drawn to me like a moth to a flame with my essence coursing through you. Love how I feel inside you, don't you? You could never, ever give this up. This feeling of raw power, limitless, completely unrestrained and all yours. Much better naked. Now you can see it. The ley lines of my magic crisscrossing inside your body. Look at how golden they glow. It's intoxicating, isn't it? Seeing my raw magic infused in your body, permeating every inch of it. It feels warm. It feels good, doesn't it? Oh, it does. You should thank your patron for giving you such a gift, such an intense feeling, shouldn't you? Then you won't mind if I do this. So much better on your knees with a ring gag in your mouth. I don't want you to be able to talk back or bite when I take my cock out. You are going to sit there on your hands and knees with the gag in your mouth, and I'm gonna face fuck you until you cry. Here we go, just gotta. Dun-dun-dun. There we go. A nice and hard leaking fey cock right in front of your face. Go on, lick the tip. Poke your tongue out through the hole and lick it. Yeah. Yeah, lick around it. Good. Yeah, that's it. Get it nice and wet. Lick the slits. Oh, it tastes salty, doesn't it? A little bit of my pre coming out. Good, good. Now back to swirling around the head. Yeah, like that. Yeah, that's good. That's really good. You're a fast learner, aren't you? Well, I guess you would have to be motivated and want to make me please, since your powers are at stake right now. Going to be the best little cocksucker for your patron, aren't you? Be still for me. Keep your tongue flat and your eyes looking up at me. That's all you have to do while I fuck your throat. Oh, that's good. Oh, so good. Can't even close your mouth to hollow your cheeks and suck it. Just have to stay on your knees and follow my instructions like a good little slut. Is the feeling of my cock thrusting in and out of your mouth, or the feeling of my magic coursing through your veins more prominent? Oh, is it too many sensations at once for my little human? Oh, fuck. I sure hope it is. I want to see how attractive you are when you cry. I bet your eyes swell up, all big as the water leaks from them. I want to paint your face with my cum while your eyes are bursting so it mixes all together. Oh, fuck. I want to completely wreck you, turn you into my little mess. So horny, but you can't say anything because of the gag. Forced to kneel there with an open mouth as I fuck my cock in and out of you. Oh, look at you. Oh, I bet you're loving how it tastes. If I took the gag off, I bet you would be worshipping it, wouldn't you? Sucking it, hollowing your cheeks, wrapping your tongue around it. Fuck. You wouldn't waste any time. You would just pull out all the stops in order to make me come as quickly as possible. And it would probably work. That's why, since I want to make this last, this is the better option. I get to take my time and get my fill of your mouth. After all, it's just another hole for me to use, right? Oh, yes it is. Oh, fuck. I might loan you my powers during the day, but at night you're nothing but a set of holes. Going to make sure each and every one of these souls are personally acquainted with me. It might feel a lot at first, but I'm sure you're going to learn to love it in due time. You might actually be quicker than I thought, considering that lewd look on your face. Oh, I wasn't expecting this, but you are loving it, aren't you? Yes, you are, being a glorified fleshlight for such a powerful fae. Oh, fuck. Such a high honor for a weak, powerless human like yourself. Oh, debasing yourself like this just for a little magic. You got a taste of being important, and you don't want to give it up now, so you have to make a new deal. Oh, fuck. It would be funny if it wasn't so sad. Oh, fuck. Look at how my cock just slides between your lips. Oh, fuck. Are you trying to close your mouth and suck it despite the gag? Oh, you really are desperate, aren't you? Desperate for magic? Oh, fuck, desperate for cock. It doesn't matter which, because they both give you what you want in the end, don't they? Yeah, that's it. Take my cock like a good fucking slut. During the day, you're an important politician, talking about war strategies and economics and all those things, but at night? At night, you're my pretty little cocksucker, aren't you? How do you think your little court buddies would react knowing that this This right here on your hands and knees is how you gained your immense magical prowess. By whoring yourself out to fey nobility. I bet they would be disappointed. I bet some would wonder if you would be willing to get on your knees in order to keep your job with them. Oh, I bet you would. Your dirty little secret. That you weren't born with magic. That you were born completely average. Oh, and have to spread your legs to get powers from a patron like me would be completely exposed. Everyone would know what a dirty little cocksucker you are. Didn't even try to fight me when I told you to seal the contract. Fuck. So fucking desperate for a sliver of power, for the feeling of being significant that you're willing to do this every single night for it. Do the ends really justify the means? Do they, my pretty slut, huh? Does having a throat fucked raw by my thick fake cock justify being that desperate for some sort of magic so you're anything but a weak, defenseless, pitiful human being? Fuck. Fuck so good. So good at taking my cock. Everyone out there, even the person you're sleeping next to right now, they don't have a clue how desperate, how greedy you are for power. That you are willing to debase yourself like this. Sink to your knees and take a cock as long as it gives you magic, right? Oh, fuck. Does your party know how fucking easy you are? Does the woman you have a crush on know how much of a slut you are? She wouldn't even have to ask, would she? She could simply put her hands in your pants when you're asleep and start playing with you, and you would ask for more, wouldn't you? Oh, fuck. That's a good cocksucker. Fuck. I'm getting close. Your throat feels so goddamn warm and tight. The way it hugs me when I choke you a little bit with it. Fuck. Such a big cock for such a tiny little hole. Honestly, I'm amazed that it even fits in your mouth. You should see how obscene you look with your lips stretched around it. Fuck. I wonder if I will even be able to enter another hole of yours. Good thing I gagged you with a ring gag, because I'd be worried that your teeth would be grazing it regardless. Yes, yes, that's my good little cocksucker. Fuck. Oh, that's it. So good, so close. Fuck. Oh yeah, just like that. I'm going to paint that face of yours, coat you in my cum. Oh, fuck. Fuck. You look so good with my cum covering your face. Looking up at me like that. I'm starting to like this contract a lot more than our previous one. Having such an important and powerful human all submissive for me, it's kind of intoxicating. It's making me hard again. Which means, and it's within my very rights, I should sample the other side.